The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Bench Warmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
All right, it's fantasy football time. And we probably, while we like fantasy football, we're not near as adept at it as our next guest. David Fucillo for SB Nation joins us here, not only on SB Nation Radio, but on BN Sports, to talk to our television and radio audience about fantasy football and, well, just how big it's become. David, welcome. Good to have you on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, first and foremost, how big, you know, we know how big it is. People have fantasy drafts. They fly. I know buddies of mine that will fly in from a state to, like, Vegas to have their fantasy football draft with eight of their buddies. And I know it's not just for the fantasy football draft, but it's a good excuse to go there. How many people, how big has this become just in the football side of it alone?
Well, I think in the last few years, you know, we've always talked about how gambling is the big driver for football. And really, this has allowed gambling to come to the masses, so to speak. I mean, effectively, with fantasy sports, you're gambling on the outcome of different players. And so, I mean, you've got tens of millions of people that play. I don't know anybody that doesn't play fantasy football.
How long have you been doing it?
I actually got my start in 1997, my senior year of high school.
Okay, so what drew you to fantasy football? The fact that you could either, you know, make money from your buddies, pride, being able to be a GM of a team. What drove you to it initially?
I think it was being able to be a GM. I realized very quickly in high school that I was not athletic enough to be a consistent performer on any sports team. So being a GM was kind of that initial dream after, you know, after the failure of being an athlete.
Okay, how often do you win your league?
Every so often, you know, win some, lose some. I'd say once every 4 or 5 years. Just, you get, you know, as much as anybody knows about football, there's always a degree of luck that's involved.
David Fucillo, SB Nation, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show here on BN Sports and SB Nation Radio. How has it changed how we watch football? I mean, you know, you watch it, as, for instance, you'll be watching a guy and you're a Raider fan, yet the quarterback playing against the Raiders or the running back may be the reason you win your week. I mean, has it gotten to the point where some people choose fantasy over their home team that they grew up watching? How's it changed how we watch it?
I think early in the season, when your team is still competitive, when your real team, not your fantasy team, is still competitive, people try not to root against them. But once your team is out of it, or if you can convince yourself that there's really nothing to play for in this particular instance, then, yeah, people are going to be rooting against their teams. I think my favorite stories are when you hear, I think Chris Cooley was the last one, the old Washington tight end, how he had himself in a league, and so, you know, he was pushing for touchdowns just because it helped him win his fantasy league.
Do you think NFL players pay attention to it? Truthfully, I know you mentioned Cooley. Do you think guys will go in and pay attention and say, man, I killed it in fantasy for my buddies this week, or man, did I have... Do you think they actually think about this?
I think they think about it when they do well. And they try not to think about it when they do poorly, except when, you know, obviously they're being reminded on social media left and right.
Hint, stay off social media during the season if you're a player, right? David, unless you're a running back. So when we started fantasy football, I sit here and think, okay, quarterback's the toughest position in sports to play. And, I, you know, different point systems for different leagues, I get all that. But why have we made, and maybe we haven't, maybe I'm just too stupid to know the difference, but why is the running back more important than the quarterback? I mean, the rushing yards, what about passing yards? Why does rushing a touchdown more important than throwing a touchdown? One would seem a little bit more difficult. Why are running backs so important in fantasy football?
Yeah, it's fascinating how, like you said, the quarterback is the most important position, but running backs, and even, you know, in the NFL these days, the passing game is where it's at, so you would think wide receivers would be more valuable. But, you know, as long as leagues can continue to do 6 points for a rushing touchdown versus 4 for a passing touchdown, it's going to be that way. And honestly, even if you look at fantasy baseball, people just do things because that's how it's always been done. RBIs are still a major factor in fantasy baseball, but people are starting to realize, okay, there are more important statistics that actually measure value.
Okay, so this year in your draft or your buddy's draft, who were the first three picks? I think I know with the Ezekiel Elliott stuff hanging out there, I would imagine I know the first two, but give me your first three picks in your league or that you would take right now.
Well, I would say Arizona Cardinals running back David Johnson. I would go with Le'Veon Bell, Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, he deals with suspensions and injuries a little too regularly, so that's an issue. And then, more often than not, Antonio Brown, the Steelers wide receiver, has been that third option. People think he's going to have a bounce back year from, you know, from a step back last year.
Yeah, and I was going to, so that led to my next question. So it's maybe now, aside from Antonio Brown, I was going to say, aside from the running backs, who's the guy we should pick that's not a running back? So if it's not Antonio Brown, who's the second best non-running back choice in the NFL, and why?
I think Julio Jones is a very safe pick. Julio Jones is a guy that is going to consistently put up production. He's got a strong quarterback in Matt Ryan. Some would argue that Odell Beckham is there. Some would argue Melvin Gordon. Those are kind of the two other guys. But Odell Beckham, there's some concerns about injuries. That offensive line in New York is a problem. And for Melvin Gordon, the Chargers just have so many question marks themselves. I mean, obviously they still got Phillip Rivers, and he's going to keep them going. But there's just enough question marks, whereas Julio Jones just seems to be pretty consistent in his production.
Okay, David, I'm sure you've looked at the matchups this week. On Wednesday, we open the season tomorrow, so you know the league starts. So who are your three, if you look at, give us your top three heading into week one matches, maybe your top three choices that you like this week.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously all the big names are going to be there. The Le'Veon Johnsons, the Le'Veon Bells, the David Johnsons, the Sean McCoy, at least among running backs. I think a guy that is going to be worth watching is DeMarco Murray. He's a guy a little further down. Derrick Henry's pushing him there in Tennessee, but I think he's in line for a monster year. Also a running back, I would look at Carlos Hyde. The Carolina Panthers have a solid defense, but Hyde is playing in this new Kyle Shanahan offense, which had, you know, great work for Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman. And in terms of running backs, I think Todd Gurley. He had an awful year last year after coming off a big year in 2015. And with Sean McVay there, I think you're going to see him bounce back in a big way.
Okay, David, I'm curious. Now, when people talk to me about fantasy, with all the football we watch, and I'm not great at fantasy, I just try to give them some insight. I also look at coordinators. You mentioned Kyle Shanahan last year in Atlanta. I mentioned guys that, you know, like if you were doing it in college, you'd say, well, you take a guy like Leach who's going to throw even when you're up by 35. Or in the NFL, maybe you get a guy that a team that blows it out, will Brady stay in the game? So maybe you say, I like Josh McDaniels, so I like whoever the Patriots are playing and their second receiver. So do you look at coordinators or coaches when you decide as far as offense, and when you decide not the matchup of offense versus defense, but the coordinator's personality when you decide who to pick?
I don't look so much at personality, just because the NFL has shown that even though we'll have the occasional splurge and people will try new things, people are pretty consistent across the board. If you want to look at it generally, I do look at guys that do have success. You know, Norv Turner has had great success with quarterbacks. Kyle Shanahan and Bobby Turner, his running backs coach, are two guys that have had great success with running backs. You look at Sean McVay down in L.A. Jared Goff is going to be one to watch given the success McVay has had. So, you know, I'll look at kind of how they've done with specific positions, but in terms of play calling or how they're going to do things in terms of a blowout, I try not to overthink that.
David Fucillo, SB Nation, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show here on BN Sports. All right, David, we talked about Ezekiel Elliott now. There's nothing out of the woods yet. I mean, he's going to play against the Giants in supposed six-game suspension, but there's still a chance, depending on, you know, the restraining order, that he could play all 16. So that came into play with most all fantasy drafts that are, I would imagine, over by now. How did you approach this Ezekiel Elliott thing, and how should people have? And can he be productive in 10 games if this suspension holds up?
Well, I do think he can be productive in 10 games. We saw with Le'Veon Bell missing time last year, he was productive as well. Ezekiel Elliott he's a workhorse. He's going to get those yards, even if it is just 10 games, even if it's the last 10 games, you'll have him in the fantasy playoffs. But as far as drafting-wise and how to handle it, you kind of had to overdraft Darren McFadden. He's not the healthiest of options, but when he's, you know, when Elliott is out, Darren McFadden's going to be the one that gets those early carries. So you're kind of having to boost him up a little bit compared to what you might otherwise draft him.
Okay, David, you mentioned Goff and Gurley, some big-name guys. Going into this draft, give me a name or two that – I'm not just talking about this week. I'm talking about the whole season. You know, for me was Terrell Pryor. I know he's not a running back. He's going to Cousins. They love to throw the football. Jay Gruden likes it. He's now going to be their number one guy. I thought maybe he could be a sneaky pick that if you got him in the mid-rounds or the fourth or fifth round, you may get yourself double digits touchdowns and 75, 85 catches from him. So give me a name or two that you think that we're not really talking about, that when it's over next year's draft, you say, I got to have that guy.
Well, I think Adam Thielen, the Minnesota Vikings wide receiver, he's competing with Stephon Diggs for catches, but he's a guy who, last year he finished fourth in the NFL with 10.6 yards per target. He's got 72% career catch rate, dropped one target last year. He's a guy that was going in the 11th, 12th round that I think is going to be a strong number two receiver this year. You could even look, even within Washington, obviously Terrell Pryor is the big name, but Josh Doctson is a guy that I expect a big year from this year with Kirk Cousins, especially with losing DeSean Jackson. That's a big one, but he's a guy that's going in the bottom two, three rounds of drafts, but he's going to put up production better than most of those third receivers.
Okay, finally, which quarterback is going to put up the most points this year in fantasy?
That's going to be a tough one to call. I'm going to stick with the safe play and just go with Drew Brees. I love me some Drew Brees in fantasy football just because you're going to get eight games at the Superdome that are just going to be out of this world. And he may struggle a little on the road, but those eight games are just going to be spectacular.
And you can probably count on the fact that for his 400th time, he'll throw for 5,000 yards in a season and 40 touchdowns. That is a very safe pick. Ben Roethlisberger, if he plays 16 games, they might put up more points than we can ever fathom this year. So we'll see. It should be fun. David, we look forward to it, to catching up with you again. We appreciate you coming on with us. Thanks for the great insight on fantasy, and we'll look forward to visiting with you throughout the season, obviously.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right. Appreciate you, David. David Fucillo. I like that name. It's kind of, that's a football, it just sounds like Fucillo. It sounds like, well, either that or we're going to have some good Italian food, right? Just has that good, it has a good, has a good, yeah, has a
Fucillo
good.
Fucillo is, yeah, makes my mouth water.
Yeah, that after you win the game, you go get yourself a really good pizza, right? A cold beer. I like it. But he also knows fantasy football better than any of the four of us, so we'll call on him each week. Real quick, Robin, fantasy MVP this year. Who is it going to be?
I'm going to go LeSean McCoy just because who else is going to get the ball?
Okay. Barrett, you got a fantasy MVP?
I'll say David Johnson.
Okay.
I was going to go Le'Veon Bell, so.
I am, too. My only thing is they got two guys that could be fantasy MVPs, and then Ben. They got so many fantasy. I would say Bell. It's just that I think he's going to play pissed this year. I do, because he doesn't think $12 million is enough, but I guess he wants that long-term stuff. So, should be fun.
Real quick, I just saw Myles Garrett hurt his ankle today. Could miss weeks, the Browns fear.
Is it that dreaded high ankle sprain?
MRI later today, I believe, or tomorrow.
Not good for the first pick of the draft in the Cleveland Browns.
What is this, the 76ers or something?
Who will be starting rookie quarterback DeShone Kizer. Robin and Brian, Adam, Bobby Beats is here. It's the Sean Salisbury Show. We're going to wrap it up a little bit next about Ezekiel Elliott. A lot of talk about Zeke and how much he'll play. It's the Sean Salisbury Show right here on BN Sports.